I had a question regarding Avastin and the risk of bleeding in squamous cell carcinomas. It was my understanding that the risk was primarily due to the frequent central location of the tumors and not inherent on the biology of squamous cell carcinomas. If that's the case, is it safe to use it in adenos and large cells that are central in location?
That's a very good question. You know, at Anderson, with Dave Johnson and the group at Vanderbilt and several other sites, were involved in the early phase 2 studies of Avastin in lung cancer. You know, and that's where, of course, you know, 4 patients had severe hemorrhage. And clearly those were patients that had central lesions, and most of those were squamous tumors. And that's why the decision was made early on to avoid treating any squamous tumors. And it was a smart one, in my opinion, because when you're doing large clinical trials, if you were to say no central lesions, you know, you can imagine the calls the primary investigator would get each day. Is this a central lesion? Is this not? Now, when those squamous patients were left out of the ECOG trial that Alan Sandler presented at ECOG, there still was a bleeding rate of about 2%, and about 5 out of 400 bleeds, so about a little more than 1%, were due to hemoptysis. So still, even removing all the squamous cell carcinoma patients, there's about a 1% or more chance of bleeding from the lungs. Some of the patients bled from the brain or GI tract. Now, we have not seen the final data set from this report yet, so we don't know how many of those patients had central lesions. Someone out there has to put together an algorithm of who bleeds, why they bleed. I think you have to assume that it probably is the central location. It probably indicates that this drug is working great in lung cancer. It's exactly what you would expect. Tumors will cavitate. The problem is the real estate of the lung is very tortuous. It's a very loose connective tissue area. There isn't a lot of tamponade, you know, occurring there. I think anyone you treat with this agent has to be warned about the risk. However, the risk is small, I think, compared to the potential benefits in a completely incurable setting. That being said, I have treated some patients that have central lesions with adenocarcinoma, but I have been nervous about it, and I've watched very carefully, and I try not to do it if at all possible. You have to sort of evaluate on a case-by-case basis.
Dr. Hussain?